spiritually, you'll know a lot. But if you've got your own agenda, you don't care where they are, and you're not going to be able to communicate anything. And so it just turns into that. But if you learn to listen, now what is Peter's question reveals a lot about Peter. It reveals, one, Peter is completely ignorant of the death that is about to take place. He is ignorant about the departure of Jesus Christ. He is ignorant about the change in history. The change in history. We don't have the right to judge the other disciples, but I think some of the other disciples just decided, I'll not reveal my ignorance, I'll just shut up. I'm not going to open my mouth and prove that I am. But not Peter. I love Peter. And I share some of Peter's character, personality here. Let's open our mouth and reveal how ignorant we are. And that's what Peter is doing here. So look what Peter's question is. It reveals that Peter's completely ignorant of the death of Christ. And by the way, there were a couple of women that knew about it. They understood it, but not Peter, not the disciples. And he's ignorant about the departure of Jesus Christ. He's ignorant about the change of history. I don't think anyone was ready for that. Some teachers like to really tear Peter apart now. But I want to tell you something, people. Since Jesus Christ, our Lord, doesn't, I'm not going to. Peter is a good example of confused devotion. He is a good example of confused devotion. Now Peter adds, now he really goes for it. I will lay down my life for you. Poor Peter. One, Jesus Christ did not ask Peter to lay down his life. Two, I believe, just my study of Scripture, I believe this is when Satan got the idea to bring Peter down. I don't know that, but I just think this is, when Peter said that, Satan went, watch me. That's the kind I like. I'm going to bring him down. He's mine. And he will ask God for permission to take Peter down, and he'll get it. But it'll be for Peter's own advantage. But the Lord did not ask him. Peter's going to fall apart, people. Peter is going to fall apart emotionally and every way that we can think about. He's going to just, as a grown man, a big fisherman, he's going to go out crying. It's going to torment his soul because of his own standard that he set. This is why a lot of Christians experience stress, anxiety, and depression. We put upon ourselves a burden that God never put on us. Never put on us. Living by the law. Oh, I broke the law. Oh, I sinned a horrible sin. God can never use me. All this. We do that ourselves. God doesn't do that to you. You do that. And that's a shame. Sometimes parents do put too much on their children. Sometimes the children just put it on themselves and blame the parents too. I've learned that. It's a little trick. I've learned that. So it's just we put this on ourselves and then we can't follow through with it. I will lay down my life for you. Okay, Peter suspects that death is involved of what Christ is talking about. He suspects this. And so he's now going to lay out his boast. Principle, be careful of the boast you make. Be careful of the boast you make. That's why I tell you, be careful even of a promise you might make. Be very careful of boast and of promises, but here boast. Poor Peter. Not only does he not grasp what is about to happen, you want to put this in your notes and in your soul. Not only does he not know what's going to happen to Jesus Christ, Peter does not even know himself. Peter does not even know himself. Most people don't. Most people think more of themselves, even in the flesh, than they ought. People, the flesh is desperately wicked. Even when it is righteous, its righteousness is filthy rags. Its righteousness is scum. That's what it is. So we have to understand this, that not only does Peter not know about the Lord, he doesn't even know about himself. Here we have another grace principle of the love of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ will not hold this against Peter. That's very important. So often we lay things on ourselves that Christ doesn't. We're very broken up about it. Christ isn't going to hold it against you. I'm not surprised that an organization called the Promise Keepers has all but disappeared from the scene of history. They did more damage to marriages, trying to control husbands and wives with, but you promised, tearing people up. People, the Lord doesn't do that. Doesn't do that. It's not built. Marriage isn't built on promises and trust. Marriage is built on spiritual love if it's a Christian marriage. I, Peter, occupied with himself. Peter said to him, I, total occupation with himself, will lay down my life for you. Okay, let's take up the process of laying down your life. Point one. The process of laying down your life. Point one. First note, Jesus Christ did not ask Peter to lay down his life for him. Jesus Christ did not ask Peter to lay down his life for him. In fact, he, Jesus Christ, is going to lay his life down for Peter. He, Jesus Christ, is going to lay his life down for Peter. But he did not ask Peter to lay his life down. This is a burden, a yoke that Peter put upon himself. Point two. This is what Christians often do.